T-minus 64. 10 Downing Street, London, England.
William, John Cole said with a smile, answering the call after a few rings so as not to appear overly keen. This smile grew and grew as the nature of the call became clear. Godfrey was directly and explicitly seeking Cole's input, advice even, on how to most effectively deal with a delicate issue that had just arisen regarding Billy Kendrick, an extraterrestrial discovery, and a Turkish jail cell. Cole immediately offered to make an aggressive comment calling for Billy's release, putting public pressure on the Turks in a way Godfrey was reluctant to do himself, given the diplomatic responsibilities of his current and future position.
I think we should hang tight on making any of this public, Godfrey replied, but I appreciate the offer. We know how well that worked when we used to do it to Slater.
Cole was now shaking his head and smiling at the ceiling, almost in disbelief at how well everything was going. Godfrey was cheerily harking back to the good old days, the days of their duo sticking it to Slater while enjoying the popularity that came with being on Dan McCarthy's side of the alien issue. He desperately wanted to lobby Godfrey on just how much of a liability Slater was, but now wasn't the time to strike. Cole ultimately expressed his view that the safest move was to apply some pressure on the Turks without immediately involving the Chinese or the Americans, but holding the threat of doing so over their heads as the inevitable next move, given that the Turkish government had all but officially agreed to join the ICA breakaway. Cole also figured it made sense to offer a high-ranking administrative role or two to sweeten the medicine. The real issue wasn't Billy, as he and Godfrey both knew, but rather access to a potentially important discovery. If the ICA came into being in a world where a holdout state controlled the key site, which it sounded like Dort Lutepe could be, it was doomed before it got off the ground. Cole wasn't scheming to join the triangle of power in an agency like that. He was scheming for a seat at the top table in the agency that would spearhead contact and bring huge political power and lucrative future consultancy work for anyone with the right title. Dan McCarthy and Tara Ford were individuals Cole could handle sharing the spotlight with, albeit begrudgingly, while Ding Ziyang and William Godfrey were clearly in with the furniture and going nowhere fast. Valerie Slater, though, was a weak link. The weak link.
It was smart to talk it through like this before bringing Slater in, Cole said, deciding it wise to diss her in passing like this without overtly criticizing her.
You know you can count on me.
I'll let you know how it goes, Godfrey replied without acknowledging Cole's final comment. As the call ended, Cole leaned back in his seat. Slowly but surely, he thought to himself. Slowly but surely.